The views expressed on the Thunderbolt are my views, and no one else's. Those views do not necessarily reflect the views of KAOS, nor anyone associated with KAOS. And now, back to the Thunderbolt. Any successful revolution or political movement requires public support. To paraphrase Bill Moyer of the Backbone Campaign, you want Grandma to be bringing you cookies. You don't want her cowering at home in fear. We want the general public to like us, or at least to feel sympathy, rather than antipathy. Now, whenever you take over the streets, you inconvenience motorists. Those motorists are the people that you want on your side. Annoying them seems counterproductive to recruiting them to your cause. And so when I used to participate in protest marches down Capitol Way, I would carry a bullhorn. And I would apologize to the motorists who were stuck in the traffic, explaining that since we couldn't afford to buy any influence with our legislators, then this was the only method we could use to have our voices heard. Most of the motorists with whom I interacted conveyed expressions of sympathy rather than antipathy. Mission accomplished. Thugs and bullies, on the other hand, are thugs and bullies, and nobody likes thugs and bullies. Trying to win people over by scaring them into compliance has highly limited utility. Intimidating, threatening, or physically beating people up, and especially killing anyone over politics, that is exactly the kind of politics that we need to reject, do away with, eliminate, eradicate, purge, make archaic, render completely obsolete, and utterly unacceptable. While there are factions within Antifa who are regularly using violence and threats of violence against anyone that says or does anything they don't like, including journalists. That means that Antifa are being thugs and bullies. And that means that they suck and that no one likes them. And that means that I don't like them. They also suck because I can't think of any better way to defuse our movement and lose vital public support than by becoming associated with left-wing versions of the frigging brown shirts. Inconveniencing and intimidating members of the general public is not an effective method of making friends and influencing people. In any positive sense, anyway. And so I really wish that the rogue actors who are working within the Antifa structures would stop trashing locally owned businesses and stop harassing innocent motorists, and especially stop threatening and attacking journalists. Those are the acts of thugs and bullies. Now, while I am mostly an aggregator and a commentator, I do occasionally commit actual acts of journalism. And a few weeks ago, for the first time in my commentator journalist career, I literally stumbled over a story. That is, if you don't count the time that I saw a chicken crossing a road and I conducted an in-depth investigation into why it had done so. Anyway, I was walking east on Fifth Avenue on a recent Sunday afternoon, and as I approached Cherry Street, I saw about a dozen cops, all decked out in their riot gear, come out of the back of the police station and turn the corner north onto Cherry Street. And when I reached Cherry Street myself, I saw that the police had surrounded someone who was lying motionless in the middle of the street, surrounded by demonstrators. So it turned out that this was because Black Lives Matter and Antifa protesters had been out in front of City Hall blocking the traffic on 4th Avenue when a bunch of armed right-wing vigilantes who call themselves American Wolf showed up and took it upon themselves to reopen the traffic flow. The members of American Wolf began physically removing protesters who were blocking the street. Now, American Wolf were obviously thugs and bullies who were crashing someone else's party looking for trouble. And since, as I mentioned, there are factions within Antifa who are also thugs and bullies, then American Wolf got what they were looking for. And the predictable asshole-on-asshole violence erupted. And the gentleman I saw lying in the street was an American Wolf who had been knocked unconscious by a blow to the head, reportedly administered by some sort of pipe or baton or something. The man was bleeding profusely. A Black Lives Matter protester, who seemed to know what she was doing, was administering first aid. American Wolf felt that since the police weren't enforcing the laws, then it fell upon them to enforce those laws. Even though they themselves were breaking other laws in doing so. Specifically, the Washington Revised Code 38-40-120 concerning authorized military and law enforcement organizations. But enforcing the law by breaking the law is typical right-wing logic. So I'm no longer surprised by such hypocrisies. Now, American Wolf is headed by a gentleman named Peter Diaz, And on his website and throughout an interview I listened to, he states he is not against protesters. He's against criminal elements within the ranks of the protesters. Yet at one point during the interview, he Freudian slipped and said that he was battling protesters. I mean, criminals. Yeah, right. So Mr. Diaz has been labeled as a vigilante by Olympia City Council member Danny Madrone, for whatever that's worth. And Mr. Diaz is also a member of the Three Percenters, another nutcase right-wing vigilante group who recently caused controversy when a member of the Olympia Police Department posed for a photo with them. The second paragraph of the Three Percenter website says this, quote, "First and foremost, we are not racist, nor are we white supremacists." Well, when that is the first and foremost thing you need to say about yourself, then I would consider that fact alone as evidence that actually you probably are racist and white supremacist. But whatever. That is beside the point. These people suck, and everyone with half a brain knows that these people suck, but I am thinking that wolves disguised in anti-fascist clothing may well pose an even greater threat, since they endanger our public credibility and endanger our public sympathy. And so it well may be our side that we really need to keep an eye on, lest they screw up everything we've been working for all these years. We don't fight them by becoming them. We fight them by becoming the anti-them. Meaning that it's time to get to work now. All right, that's it for the news and commentary section this week. It is Fun Drive again at your community radio station. We have sort of a symbiotic relationship going on here, as our community desperately needs this radio station, and this radio station desperately needs its community. So if you appreciate what you hear here on KAOS, then you may want to consider making a financial contribution, as such contributions are the only way that KAOS stays on the air. So I'm going to play some music for you now. This is Olympia favorite Kimya Dawson. Enjoy.
Side up. eyes fixed on the ground. Yeah, we walked all over Chetsey Beach and kept the rocks we found. Then I walked back to my parents' house. I walked back to my old bed. Yeah, I walked back and I walked fast past all the voices in my head. I walked with the sweats and I walked with the chills. I walked in New York City and I walked in Bedford Hills. I walked into open mic nights and I walked into the rooms. I walked feeling optimistic and I walked feeling doomed. I walked with some mama's boys and I walked with some punks. I walked dressed up like a rabbit. I walked dressed up like a skunk. I walked with some givers and I walked with some leeches. I walked all by myself and I walked with the moldy peaches. I walked all over the world so I could sing my songs to you and to your most desperate emails. I'd say this is what I do. I walk like thunder. Walk like thunder. Walk like thunder. Walk like thunder. But at some point I got so comfortable that I didn't even realize that I'd started to crawl. Then my old friend Tommy died at 37 of a heart attack, and I cracked 'cause people my age are not supposed to die like that. No, 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 people my age are not supposed to die like that. He was the old manager of the sidewalk cafe. That place was a second home to me. It's where I learned to play. Personality really helped create a space where a bunch of honest misfits could all gather and feel safe. He was a cynic, a supporter. He was crazy, he was queer. He'd either yell out, "Cut the bullshit," or he'd say, "I'm glad you're here." And it was always such an honor to have Ami on my side. That's why it hit me like a Mack truck when I found out that he died. Yeah, it hit me like a Mack truck when I found out that he died. Then enter Alex, 33 years old and so sick with the cancer and trapped inside a body that betrayed his real gender. We all hoped and prayed that he would go into remission at least long enough, just long enough to complete his transition. He said, "Kimya, did you know 11teen's my favorite song?" I said, "Then get your ass on stage right now and you can sing along." That's the very first song I ever wrote all by myself. It's about angels and recovery and friends and hope and health. By the time we finished singing, he was pissed off, he was scared. He said, "I lost my home, my lover, my insurance, and my hair. And now I'm about to lose you to my new friend." I looked into those big blue eyes and said, "We'll meet again." Yeah, I looked into his sad blue eyes and said, "We'll meet again." Then I got the phone call from Melissa, and she told me he was dying. By the time I got to his bedside, we were both already flying. We held hands and we sang songs, tried to be strong, floated around while I cursed the skin that he was in for all the ways it had let him down. Yeah, I cursed the skin that he was in for all the ways it had let him. Taking my own body for granted.
the measure of a pack, it's not a question of the whole. The individuals that bottleneck into the fold. On a Mars Black Sabbath, news from the Ministry of Make-Believe, the reach of tarmac in Minneapolis, middle seat. Yesterday the cells inside his chest were growing baby teeth. Today a raven radiated vacancy. Wait, 2 years ago, a friend of mine called me to redefine all enemy kind. I'm at the hospital at 24 and no one knew the future. I take it everybody knows the future. Antibodies hatching in a hell of back with no room to maneuver. Like disappearing pills into the masticated fuchsia. I asked you how you feeling, you told me like a robot. I gave you a Nintendo, you gave yourself a mohawk. They let us wheel you down beneath the Leaning Tower flowcharts. To be around your beats without a beeping sound of Bogart. You speak about whatever people speak about when nobody's acknowledging the obvious disease about the crowbar. In deep plane slow, comatose baggage. I'm king of hearts to carry him for jackals. And never got to sing us all his own swamp song right. Coincidentally, the rebel let me walk like thunder.
Walk like thunder.
That tune was called Walk Like Thunder. That was by Kimya Dawson, who at least used to live in Olympia, though I have not seen her around in several years now that I think about it. But I just heard her on Rising Up with Sonali, with Sonali Kolhatkar. So I know she is still around somewhere making music, which is a good thing. And KHUH and Pro listeners, I'll play some more Kimya again for you in the bonus 6 minutes that you guys get every week. And otherwise, that's it for the show this week. We'll see you next week. Peace. The Thunderbolt is a production of Dancing Angel Media, which is solely responsible for the content. Neither the stations that air the Thunderbolt, their sponsors, their members, their underwriters, nor anyone else that has much to do with anything else in any way, is responsible for the content of the Thunderbolt. Nor do they necessarily agree with the views expressed on the Thunderbolt. If you have any comments, or if you wish to express an opposing opinion, you should send an email to dana98501@gmail.com. And we will make arrangements. And I hope that you have a day. And you may want to grab a pen or something, because I'm about to give you some information. If you like what you hear here on the Thunderbolt, then the Thunderbolt archives are stored at dana98501.wordpress.com. That's DANA98501, which is the downtown Olympia zip code, .wordpress.com. And if you would like to continue hearing the Thunderbolt, you can contribute to our cause at patreon.com/thethunderbolt. And
thank you very much.